Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. A satellite image has revealed the scale of flooding in the Bahamas as Hurricane Dorian lashes the country. The aerial photograph indicates large areas inundated, including the Grand Bahama International Airport. A local news website has posted footage of devastation in the town of Marsh Harbour. A truck is shown loaded with bodies, and the entire town is swamped with floodwater. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Florida.
The northwestern Bahamas continue to be pounded by Hurricane Dorian, which has remained almost stationary over the past 20 hours, with no let-up for these tiny islands. Rescue teams have struggled to reach Grand Bahama, which is still being battered with winds of 120 miles per hour and heavy rain. A Royal Navy auxiliary ship with a Wildcat helicopter on board is starting to fly reconnaissance missions to assess where the help is needed most.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing a showdown in Parliament later today when some MPs attempt to take control of the agenda in order to further delay the UK's departure from the European Union. Rebel MPs in the governing Conservative Party are trying to prevent a no-deal Brexit, as Norman Smith reports.
Boris Johnson appears today to have been forced firmly onto the back foot by his parliamentary opponents. Not only are they increasingly confident of defeating him in tonight's vote, but the threat of deselection appears only to have hardened the resolve of Tory rebels. This morning, in a searing intervention, the former Chancellor, Philip Hammond, accused Boris Johnson of rank hypocrisy for demanding loyalty, dismissed his claim of progress in the negotiations as nonsense, and described his chief adviser, Dominic Cummings, as an entryist incomer who didn't care about the Tory party.
Members of Italy's populist Five Star movement are voting in an online ballot on whether to back a coalition deal with the centre-left Democratic Party. If they do, it'll reduce the chances of Italy needing new elections. Any coalition would still need to win confidence votes in Parliament. The Nigerian government has summoned South Africa's High Commissioner over Monday's xenophobic attacks in Johannesburg and other towns. The police are out in force, as Miney Jones reports from Lagos.
The re-emergence of xenophobic attacks in South Africa has been hotly debated in Nigeria this week. It's been trending on social media, with many Nigerian users calling for a boycott of South African businesses. The Nigerian foreign minister has condemned the burning and looting of foreign-owned shops in South Africa. In a press conference following his meeting with the South African High Commissioner, the foreign minister said those affected should be compensated. The Nigerian High Commission in South Africa has offered support to its nationals.
World news from the BBC.